The editor of the Belmont campus newspaper says he doesn't think university leadership has heard the last of the Alberto Gonzalez controversy. Last week, a group of Belmont University faculty members published a letter in the student newspaper expressing opposition to the torture of terror detainees. Gonzalez isn't mentioned by name in the faculty letter, but it arrived just after the former U.S. Attorney General was appointed to teach at the Belmont College of Law. Gonzalez resigned as Attorney General in 2007 amid criticism that included accusations that he'd authorized the torture of terrorism suspects. Student paper editor Brian Wilson says he thinks the Gonzalez controversy is part of a larger story on the Belmont campus.
We've had an extensive amount of growth with enrollment, with physical campus over the past few years, and we've gone through a lot of changes. We're kind of redefining who we are as a universe. People definitely have their opinions on it, whether it be for the hiring or against the hiring. I've had it brought up in classes.
A response printed on Monday from Belmont Provost Thomas Burns says the Christian University supports the free exchange of ideas and encourages thoughtful and respectful discussion.